Hey, it's Wayne Kelly here from On Air Publicity. Thanks very much for joining me today. You know what? I want to introduce you guys to Dr. Tracy Weiland. And why I interviewed her was for two things. First off, we were introduced by a mutual friend who said, would you like to talk to Dr. Tracy about the Gen Z generation? And I thought, well, okay, why do I want to do this? And then I went to her website, and it was like, I was so impressed. She's been in Forbes, CBS, Fox News, Huffington Post, CNN, USA Today, Wall Street Journal, tons of radio stations. And I said, okay, she knows what's going on when it comes to media. And we did this great interview. And then I asked her to join me for this call just to share how she got involved in using media for building her brand. So, Tracy, why don't we get started there? How did you get started using media?
So it goes back, I guess, when my first book, wrote a book on doing business in Japan. So the publisher really felt, because of the topic at the timing of women doing business in Japan, that it would take off, that he funded a publicist.
Oh, okay.
For the book launch. And that created a lot of energy with the media. He was right. We got a lot of exposure, and this is back in the early 90s. I became the spokesperson. It was actually two people who wrote the book, but my co-author was not comfortable with the media. And so I was the one who went on TV and radio and got a lot of positive feedback from the hosts and the anchors who said that, you know, you're really very comfortable, particularly with radio. This is, you know, something that you might want to pursue at some point. What I realized is that everybody all of a sudden knew about the book, and so it was pretty exciting to me, the power of not only, you know, media, broadcast media in general is just so powerful. So that's where I got, you know, introduced to it. The publicists had given me a lot of tips, and then I wasn't on radio or TV for a very long time, although I had a number of books. And In 2013, I came out with a book called Women Lead, and that, again, I had publicity support. I was working for a company, and they offered publicity support, and again, we saw the magic of the media being able to create exposure. So that's sort of like the background of how I got into it.
Well, and what really happens is that as media, when we see, as I said, when I went to your website and saw all the media you've had, I completely feel comfortable in booking you because I know, okay, if she's been on all these major shows, she really is going to know how to do a great interview. You're going to know how to play interactively with the hosts, and we'll be able to have a great little chit chat. What do you like better, TV or radio?
Oh, radio. You know, I get asked this all the time. Radio for me is so much more comfortable than TV. And the reason is, you know, I like to be surrounded by all my notes. And on TV, you have to do sound bites. I always send in a media Q&A. I have to memorize a lot of facts. And the host, for some odd reason, never ask you what they agreed to ask you.
Okay.
It's just odd. Usually the producer will say, you know, it's a four-minute segment. You have to answer, these are the questions that we've decided the host will ask you. You memorize, right, all your answers because you can't look at your notes. Mm-hmm. And then you get on there and the host goes wild.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just don't understand if they get excited in the moment. So my best TV interview, I'll tell you a story, was a weatherman in Seattle who really wanted to break out and become a television host. And so when I got to the studio, he wanted to rehearse. That was one of the best TV interviews we ever had because it was well done, and we knew exactly how to bounce off of each other, like happens a lot in radio.
Mm-hmm. You got to dance.
Pardon me?
You got to dance.
Yeah, so radio, by the way, usually have longer segments. The hosts are dialogue more. Mm-hmm. They enjoy bouncing back and forth, as you noted. And it's just much more, just much more flexible medium.
Mm-hmm. And you said, you know, after we did the interview, I mentioned, you know, being impressed with all that you've done. And you said you use it mostly for branding.
Yes. So it's very hard to determine. So I speak for a living. So I don't make revenue. Really, books is not my main thing. It's speaking. And that's a very targeted audience. It's a business community. It's an executive community. It's event planners and HR executives. That's basically who book me. Mm-hmm. So I'll never know when you're on radio or TV if someone is calling me to book a speech because they saw me, heard me, or I directly marketed to them. And so that's sort of, I only know two times that I have been on the air that someone has booked a speech. So you can't count on that as, I think, you know, in a non-consumer venue to help you with your business. However, I think media helps you build your brand, because when people go to my website and see, oh, you have been on TV and radio, you must be someone that we want to book for a speech. You certainly have been out there in a lot of venues. And they will, I notice that they will look at not only the speech clips, but they will also look at the TV clips and listen to the radio shows to kind of understand my philosophy and if I'm a good fit for their audience or for their event.
And it also really gives you a good sense of how you are, what your personality is going to be like, how you deal with media, how you talk, and if you're going to be able to fit in with the radio show.
Yes, yes. And I think a lot of the media, I just organized my YouTube channel so that media can easily see I'm on, you know, repetitive shows. You know, I have a tech show, and then I'm called back a lot for women shows, and then I have my regular drive commute hours for business people. So I've tried to organize the YouTube, or we're in the process of it, to make it easier for the media to see all the different channels that I have and the flexibility. And a lot of them like that because they know that you can come back on the show and talk about a completely different topic. Or you can become a regular and always talk about a single topic.
And that, I love doing that. I love doing a mini series, if you will. Maybe every month, check in with a guest that comes back again and again. And once you prove yourself that you know what you're doing and you know that you can connect with listeners, it's so much easier to get invited back, just like you said.
Yes, because you're a known entity and you're predictable. They know that you're going to call in. In my case, the host will always know that I'm going to supply a blog or a media Q&A, which I highly recommend to people, in case you're not well-versed on the subject that I'm going to talk about, so that you have something to grab onto if you're, you know, looking to fill your airtime.
A lot of people, too, I've heard, because I work with a lot of different clients, getting them ready for radio interviews, and a lot of radio people are not prepared when it comes to doing interviews. Have you experienced this?
On the host side? Or
yeah,
on the
host side.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's why I send the media Q&A. They have a very busy day.
Yeah.
Many of them are doing a lot of different things. And I send in the Q&A and say, it's just for your consideration, just in case you didn't even get a chance to even, like, I even send in how to pronounce my name.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people are just too busy. And I'm very flattered for the airtime. I'm very grateful for the airtime. So I'm going to do anything to make your life super easy so that I could come back.
I love that. That's perfect. What's your final advice when it comes to using media?
My final advice, let me see, is I think you just have to put yourself in the host shoes or the anchor shoes and understand that they may not know who you are, what you do, or even, you know, again, how to pronounce your name or your background. So if you can make it really easy to be picked up or interviewed, I would do that. And always be on time, provide callback numbers, use landlines, and provide, you know, the willingness to call them or go to, you know, if you're in the same town, by all means, go into the station if you can.
Mm-hmm. Terrific. Well, Tracy, thank you very much for doing this. We really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. I really appreciate it.
And I encourage you to go check out Tracy's website. Now that you've heard from her, go see how she's got featured media all over her website. And it's at Tracy, T-R-A-C-E-Y, Weiland, W-I-L-E-N, TracyWeiland.com.